Hello, everyone. This is Sean Random from The Random Bush Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is another one of our Random Bush Presents. This is outside of the regular show schedule. This one is actually an extended conversation. It didn't quite fit into the format of the show, but we still wanted to present it to you because, I don't know, I thought it was something kind of special. It's entitled Green Triangle. I'm really proud of it. It was this fun improv game situation conversation thing that Andrew and I kind of fell into and just really made something kind of great out of. I'm really happy with this. I hope you enjoy it as much as we did. Without further ado, Random Bush presents Green Triangle.
Once upon a time,
beneath the Hollywood stars,
there sat two comedians
drinking at a bar.
They spoke of many things.
No topic was taboo.
They went back and recorded that conversation, and later on they took it and
called it Random Bush.
Random Bush.
Random Bush.
Random Bush.
Ooh, Random Bush.
Random Bush.
Random Bush.
Oh.
All right, you grew up on a farm. All right.
This is a what if situation.
This is a what if. This is a yes and situation. You grew up on a farm, and you've raised this green triangle from a small little green triangle. All right, and it's becoming a medium-sized green triangle right now. It's a good green triangle. You have played with this and taught this green triangle tricks, uh-huh. and you have fed this green triangle all of its meals, and you've given it a name, one day Dad comes down and lets you know, like you were not aware of this, that green triangle is being raised to fight.
Wait.
Hold on. And there is a red square in the farm down the street.
What?
And your green triangle has to fight that red square. I want to know how you prepare your green triangle to fight this red square.
Hold on. Just so I understand the situation. Yes. I own a geometry farm.
No, this is a geometry farming area.
And I have, since its birth, I have raised a little green triangle.
That's correct.
Okay. This is, what is this? Is this an acute triangle? This is an isosceles triangle?
There was a whole litter of triangles. You get to choose the one that you wanted.
I imagine giving birth to a triangle is easy at first, but then gets increasingly harder.
Depends on which way it's coming out. Like, is it big end first, or is it like is it a wedge, or is it a...
Okay.
When Mama Green Triangle mm-hmm. gave birth to her litter of baby green triangles, the farm was doing really good at that time, right? And so your dad let you pick out a green triangle that you could raise as your own. Over the course of the last, let's say, year and a half that it's taken you to raise this green triangle, the farm's really had a lot of hard times. Uh-huh. And some bad things have gone down. We've lost a lot of money. The crops didn't quite turn over the right way. And we lost that big piece of equipment that needs to be replaced. Times are tough. And Dad has known that he could fight the green triangles.
Wait a second.
On a black market type of way.
Why not just milk the triangle for triangle milk?
Whoa, no. That requires all kinds of paperwork. The FDA has to come in and ensure that
this
your farm
is... This is unpasteurized triangle milk.
Bad times have been had for the farm for the last year and a half. Dad since has fought all of the green triangles, and they've all been fought out. Some of them have had horrible experiences. Other ones have been killed. So, but the point is, there are no more green triangles for Dad to fight, and Dad has one last fight.
I'm imagining the thing that attracted me to this, and not to sound racist towards other triangles, but this is an equilateral triangle.
What about an isosceles? Isosceles
No. These have to be, it's perfectly 60 degrees. Each angle.
That sounds like a Nazi triangle.
Wait, 60 degrees?
I don't think 60 works out. I think it has to be 40.
No.
Isn't it?
It's 180 degrees, full triangle.
Okay, that makes sense. There you go.
Your math is working out. Here we go. Okay. Geometry lesson over. Okay. And it's a triangle.
Right, okay. It's a triangle.
So this is only in two dimensions. It's a two-dimensional triangle, right?
It's not a pyramid.
Okay.
This is a triangle.
So I have to train it how to fight. It's fighting a square. Do I know who its opponent is, or is it just some random
shape? There is a red square. Mm-hmm. It is being raised at the farm down the street.
Oh.
This red square
has been fighting.
Oh, it's a buffed out one.
This
okay.
is this red square. There's a reason this red square is still around. Mm-hmm. It's beaten all the other triangles.
Right.
Right. But if we can beat this red square, we can save the farm, Andrew.
Oh, so has Dad already placed bets?
Oh yeah, no. This is
for the triangle.
Yeah, oh, he's going forward. This.
Oh,
is happening.
Okay.
You got a week and a half to train this.
So he already knows
up.
that it's 1,000-to-1 odds against the triangle.
Right. Dad
Yet
doesn't
he took
want
those
to do
odds
this.
Because he thinks that the triangle can win.
Dad. Uh-huh. Dad doesn't even know if this triangle will win or not. Dad is running it all on hope and dream. If he doesn't do this, it's over. All
right.
This has to be done. This green triangle is our only hope, and you are the triangle whisperer.
So for the triangle. In regards to just hits, anyways, I'm imagining that the way it's going to hit is to do these flips, right?
Okay, right.
It's
got
to be able to spin. It's got to be able to spin faster. So I have to work on its spin game. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
And I think that with training, you have to focus on strength and cardio.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
all right.
I'm going to go and I'm going to find some steps, and I'm going to make sure that the triangle can flip up the steps. And make it do that. That's just for conditioning purposes.
Okay, that's good
sure
thinking.
That
right, I can see it. I can see the triangle rolling up the steps.
So it's going to flip up and down the steps.
Okay, like
up
a slinky.
And down, yeah.
The slinky
yeah,
maneuver.
Yeah. I think that the thing that I have to focus on is how is my triangle going to win this battle? There's a special move that I'm working on right now with him.
Okay.
It's called the flat blade. The flat blade move, like this.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty much where it kind of falls down, but then moves across
yes,
so you can't
exactly
see it.
What I was
that's
saying.
The flat move attack.
You have to teach the triangle to trick the square because the triangle understands how three dimensions work.
Right.
What if the triangle could bend its top half? So just and then just turn quickly, right? Now it's working with an edge.
The thing about this triangle is that I've raised this triangle with a lot of love.
Right, that's the part that I'm concerned about. I'm not only am I concerned about this triangle is a precious precious little snowflake.
I'm gonna have to psychologically destroy it.
Yeah, and
I'm gonna have to fake a thing where I'm gonna say, "Triangle, get in here." And when the triangle comes in, I'm gonna be laying dead and there's gonna be a red square standing over me.
Wow.
And it's gonna go, "No!" And I'm gonna want to psychologically
Papa, no. Triangle, come on in, triangle. Where are you, buddy?
And then you just lay down and put some blood on me.
Yeah, pour some ketchup on me. Nah, put a red square above me, and then just I pop up. It's okay, triangle. But what if this had really happened?
That almost sounds like the beginning of like a 1980s Karate Kid like movie. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like he was just a triangle, grew up on a farm, didn't want to hurt nobody.
Whenever you watch a fighter movie, all right, so Karate Kid. What did he make him do? Mr. Miyagi made him do the wax on, wax off.
Well,
there's always some unconventional means that makes this fighter better.
What I loved about Miyagi was he made it seem like he was tricking this kid into doing the household chores.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the end, you always learned like, oh shit, he was training him karate the whole time.
Well, I mean, but like that's every fighter movie.
Right.
So like what's his name? Even Rocky had to go and I'm gonna hit the meat. I'm gonna hit the meat with my fist and the meat's gonna become like he went to the butcher shop and would punch the meat and try and break the ribs on the meat.
Oh, right.
See what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then he would run up a bunch of steps. So no other fighter was running up steps and punching meat. That's just what Rocky was doing.
You gotta punch meat and run steps, man.
My question is, what would I do? What trick would I pull with this triangle to make it a better triangle?
Also, you have to imagine you're doing this triangle, this training process. This is probably a montage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to run this triangle through a montage.
There's going to be somebody who's like singing a song. It's going to be like a remake on instead of the Circle of Life. It's going to be like the Triangle of Life. This is what I would do.
Okay, hit me.
I live on a farm, correct?
Yes, you live on a farm.
Corn season's coming up.
Okay.
And we got to cut down all this corn. All
right.
This is how I do it.
I see where you're going with this.
I make sure that the triangle, I'm going to go and I'm going to hide in the cornfield. And the triangle has to come and find me in the cornfield within 2 minutes. So it's either going to have to A, slide in and out between the corn.
Right, sure.
If it stays
okay.
in 2D mode, or go flat like this and chop down
that
all
corn
that
out.
Corn.
It's got to find you. Watch your ankles.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to run around in circles like this, and it's going to end up making the best damn corn maze in all of Macon County.
That's. That's a dual purpose right yeah. there. You get to train yep. your triangle and you get a corn maze. Mm-hmm.
If I nice. Can, if I can do it just right, I can, you know, make it look like it's an alien thing, even maybe get on the news.
There you go. So, there you go. That's some interesting yeah. stuff.
I think that's my unconventional thing of what I would do in order to make this triangle a tougher opponent. What would you do unconventionally to make a triangle a tougher opponent in order to fight a red square?
I'd bring in some of the older triangles, the ones that have fought and survived. Maybe they didn't win, but they've definitely got some, there's some knowledge there.
A big gray triangle.
Right,
yeah. Just, has a crack on it a little bit.
Right, maybe his edges are dulled a little bit.
He's an obtuse triangle. He's like, let me tell you something, son.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yes. I know what I would do.
Okay.
I would take advantage of the fact that this square has only got 2Ds.
Uh-huh.
2Ds?
Is that right? Yeah. Okay, it's a 2D square. You know what I'm saying?
It only has 2Ds.
It only has the 2Ds.
It only has two dimensions. Yes,
but I understand 3Ds, mm-hmm. all right? And so I would take all of the triangles that are of the same
triangle
size.
Triangle only has 2D too, right?
Right, no, triangle only has 2Ds.
Right, okay. Right.
But I'm going to take all of the triangles that are of the same size, mm-hmm. right? And I'm going to put my triangle, I'm going to line them all up in a 3D line where I can swish them all together, right? So uh-huh. it looks like it's just my triangle, which is on the end, right? Oh. And then when Square walks up, boom! Somebody's fucking surrounded. There's all these triangles. They all just fold out of the
3D
space.
Second. Isn't that cheating? I thought it was a one-on-one fight.
It is, but fuck this fucking The square's been taking us down left and right. He needs to learn a lesson, and we're going to punk him hard. How dare this square be picking on these poor little triangles?
He's got an extra side. He's bigger than them.
You know why our triangle has survived this long?
Huh.
He's fucking smart. That's why.
That's why.
He's conniving.
He's a little green. He's a green triangle. Let's figure out this
when
is what
he
this
was born. He
out.
Could see the writing on the wall. He was like, "This farm is in trouble." They don't know it yet, but I do. I got to put myself out there. I got to be extra cute so I can get pulled aside by this kid and be his personal pet, so I don't get fought like these
we're
other
gonna
ones.
We're going to go to the store.
And we came back to get him anyway.
We're going to get a banner, and it's going to be the triangle's banner.
Okay,
and it's just a big, like it's 2 feet long by whatever by 8 feet wide, right? And we hang the banner up behind the triangle as if it's like his sponsor or something. But here's the thing. The triangle can really use it to blend in and use his camouflage to psych out.
Oh, that's
out.
Really good.
Yeah, it can
yeah,
psych out the
have
square.
A chameleon effect. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So what if the banner is just like white and green triangles of the same green color, right? And then we could just like, we could, okay, all right, we bring in a bunch of fans.
Uh-huh.
They've all got the banner. So then we place the banners all around the pitch or the field
yeah,
or
yeah.
the
it's
the
just the
ring
sponsor
or whatever.
For our fighter.
Right, yeah, it's just, it's a, and then.
That's legal.
Then as the triangle spins around and moves from side to side, at times he blends completely in with from the perspective of the red square, it completely disappears. Wait a minute. What's this triangle's name?
His name is...
you raised this triangle.
His name is Trip. Trippy.
Trippy
yeah.
The triangle.
Trippy the triangle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His name is Trip because it has the T-R-I part on it and it's Trippy. Trip.
Trip.
Mr. Triples.
Trippy the Triangle.
Yep, I call him Triples for fun.
Triples, right, because yeah. of the 3 points.
Yeah,
sure, that makes sense.
But he can fold in and out, right? He can do like a...
If he can origami himself?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
But here's the thing, that's why I'm thinking that this square is so dangerous. Squares have been doing this for a long time. Squares are always the starting position of any origami.
Oh,
he can turn
right.
himself into a swan and be attacking swan attack before this triangle even had a chance to know what's going on.
Okay, so hold on. New level. The square and the triangle can origami themselves?
Yes, they know how to do that.
Oh, shit.
That's
this
what makes
changes them, everything.
That's what makes these fights so, like, this is what makes them on demand.
So the square could
you
just,
can't,
like...
You can't get this shit. This stuff doesn't broadcast on CBS or even on Fox. This is HBO. You got to pay-per-view these sort of fights.
Okay, this is... I know this much in origami. If you fold it in half so that you have the triangle, which is basically what we'd have, that's the first step to making the penguin. So we know that the triangle could turn himself quickly into a penguin, but then the square could just come up real close to him and turn himself into a box.
No, but
he's got the penguin in the box.
I would teach you how to do the method of
here it comes.
Paper airplane.
So the triangle turns himself into a paper airplane?
Paper airplane so it can fly around. And here's the thing.
Also projectile weapon.
I'm going to tell him just to 9/11 it, man.
Whoa.
Just pretend that square is one of the towers.
Take it right out, baby.
Take it out.
Oh, no.
Allahu Akbar.
Uh-oh. Now, I don't think we need to bring... This is just a nice little farm, back alley, illegal triangle fight here.
I know,
geometric
I know.
Fight.
Yeah. We don't need to bring that into it. Is it too soon? I think it's too
it's
soon.
Too
it's
soon.
A little,
it's
still a little
too
soon.
For a while.
It's gonna be too soon. It's gonna be too soon until that chapter of history is gone.
Yeah.
It's always going to be too soon. It will be if there too weren't soon. Still terrorists, that joke would be funny. But just listen to this. Just catalog this one for another 40 years in the future. And, and then it'll be funny.
Okay, so they can go origami. That changes everything.
Yeah.
That completely... Oh, nice. Okay. All right, so now what are you going to do?
I got to study it up. I got to study up on my origami shapes and figure out what is the best method of attack.
You've got a week and a half to not only teach your triangle how to fight in origami style.
Yes.
But you also have to learn origami yourself.
This square obviously has to have some sort of training or some sort of movement in the origami arts. Yeah. We got to figure out, you know, and the thing is, it has to be reactive. So we have to train this triangle to be like, oh, if it's going crane style, you need to go doggy style or whatever.
You know what? We're going to have to find some older red square that's no longer in the game and all the hate has run out of them.
Yeah.
I, for some reason, I imagine that all red squares are just very hateful.
Oh, you think it's like a race thing? Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, it's not even race. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, I feel like squares are very purebred. You see what I'm saying? They're not a rhombus. They're not just a parallelogram. But, I mean, they're, you see what I'm saying? Like, so the entire history of the geometric shapes.
There's also a lot of elitism in squares. Yes. Squares were around pretty much from the get.
Yeah.
Like,
they're almost, here's the thing. They're not as elite as circles. Because circles are the trash talkers of the geometric world.
Sure, but circles don't appear naturally in nature. But you see squares all the time. It's you know,
what, like rocks and stuff.
Yeah, like a natural edge, things like that. So I could see the argument between squares and circles, where circles being like, you were around before us, but now we're all around. You get it?
Horrible.
We're not even the main fight of the night.
No.
We're like a little side ring fight with our triangles and our squares.
I imagine there's a whole, like, there's a big blue, like, parallelogram fighting a hexagon. Later that night.
Oh, damn, that sounds like a badass fight.
Oh, yeah.
That's some extra level origami.
That's the heavyweight fight of the match, and we're just one of those prelims, you know what I mean? But I don't know what triangles eat, but we got to feed it a lot of that and get it up to weight.
I think we need to give some specific, like a real chemistry look at its diet.
Yeah.
And break down, what does a triangle eat?
I think it can eat any type of food, but it has to be cut into a triangle shape. So,
interesting. So, to fit in its mouth or just for its own personal preference?
That's just the rules. I don't make up these rules. These are just the rules. I make up these rules.
It's a lot of toast.
It's a lot of toast that you have to cut the long ways. That's the thing. That's why it's a lot of effort. You know, whenever you have watermelon wedges, that's one of its favorite things.
Right, it's not easy raising a little triangle. Yeah. You got to put a lot of yourself into it.
You have to go and buy the special Triscuits. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. You can't buy those regular ones. That's why the squares get so big, because everything's square.
Everything's square.
Yep.
Right. And they're eating a whole portion every time. That's
right.
Like, oh, that's redonk. Yeah. That's why the squares are out of control.
Yeah.
Good thing we got the circles around to keep them in check, or else we'd be in a square-run world right now.
Luckily for them, they can eat anything that's spherical, including just, like, you know, fruits. They eat fruits whole. That's why circles get so big.
Right. Circles are in such great health.
Yeah. That's what we got to do. We got to cut everything up so that our triangle can...
Where does Octagon find food?
The sales... On the cookie cutters would go through the roof.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go, cookie cutter. That'd make life easy.
You'd have to eat a lot of cookies all the time. Just be like, get the sheet.
No, you can take the cookie cutter to any food. Just take any food, triangle. Cookie cutter on it. There you go, triangle.
Toss them all out there. Yeah. You'd see all the ones that you didn't quite get the edges quite right because it stinks out and it's coop. You know what I mean? Like, you have the little triangle coop. And then you go out there and you just see a bunch of like, oh, I guess this triangle wasn't good. I must have missed the edge for this one because he didn't eat that, because he can't eat it. If he eats a shape other than his own shape, he dies. At the fight.
Okay.
It's on. So this is what's happening.
People all around screaming.
Everyone's there. Everyone's cheering. There's that typical, like, big redneck woman. You know her. Oh, yeah. Everyone. There's a cotton candy guy. Sure, there's some balloons and stuff.
Some shady people that kind of stand around the periphery. Yeah. And you're like, I think there's some illegal betting going on.
Oh, there's that. Well, there definitely is. And your dad's
underground fight scene.
There's a bookie. And this bookie is like, he's got these two enormous bodyguards next to him, but he's like really small. All
right, so you and your dad, you put the triangle in the back of the truck.
Yep.
All right, you drive down to the illegal back alley triangle fighting or geometry fighting area.
Yep.
You get out of the truck.
Yep.
You say, triangle, you stay right here. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. You walk over to the bookie.
It's carnival. You can smell horse manure as you're walking through. Oh, it's a carnival. Oh, it's like, well, I mean, like, it's almost like it's a carnival. Well, no. This is out in the backwoods. This is the area that the cops don't go to anyway. So even if this was illegal, they're not going to do anything about it. So there's all these guys, and they set up kind of like this pop-up tent.
This is real redneck.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's kind of talking.
Kind of seedy.
Everyone's dipping. Right. There's just gobs everywhere.
It looks like a circus, but everything's dirty.
Yep.
I gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
There's a guy who's doing like card tricks and stuff.
For some reason, there's smoke in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's no like we're in a field. There's no reason for smoke in the air. What time is it? Very heavy sense of smoke in the air. Okay. All right. Gotcha.
So everyone's there.
What time is it? Right. It's always dusk. Yeah. It's always dusk.
It's dusk. We're walking up, and we're like, we got to go and talk to this guy. And his name is Mr. Rhombus.
Okay.
We call him Rhom.
Careful, I've heard some things about Rhombus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Mr. Rhombus...
He's slightly deaf in his left side. Uh-huh. But don't let him know that you know that. Because he does not want people to know that. It's a weakness.
All right.
So talk to his right side, but make it casual.
You're a nerd.
Thank you.
Okay. So we go up and we're like, all right, is Mr. Rhombus in? And we go in and we see him. And he goes, ah, Mr. Bush, so glad you could make it. Not chickening out, I see. And when he laughs, all of his guards
everybody
laugh,
has to laugh. Yeah, and you would be in that uncomfortable. Like, you're a funny Rhombus.
Where's the triangle? He's in the back. Good. I look forward to letting his blood be spilt upon the grounds. It'll be great entertainment, and I shall feed him to my rectangles.
Ooh, whoa. That's some pretty vicious stuff,
and we're
Mr.
like,
Rhombus.
And we're like, Mr. Rhombus, you're wrong. You're the one who's going down. He goes, ha ha ha, I would like to see that. Your farm will be mine soon.
Oh, okay,
he's super evil. Yeah. He talks like that. He's not like, your farm's going to be mine. He's like, your farm shall be mine soon.
So really be more of a like, what are you even doing here?
Yeah.
You think?
Well, I'm glad that you showed up. Prepare to lose.
You've brought your only triangle. You need to hold on to that triangle. We can try to start something.
We can see the rectangle in a cage in the corner, and it's like barking at us.
With the red square.
Oh, the square. It's like square, 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 square. Square, 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 square.
Oh, jeez, that's
so
great.
It's barking at us, and so we're ready. And then, like, we have...
Could we take a moment and be like, why is your square so dumb?
Like, it doesn't speak... Didn't you teach it any other words? It only knows one language, and that is the language of pain and death. You said one language. Why is it pain and...
It speaks square.
It speaks pain and death and square. And then, so we go in, and I'm sitting there, and I'm prepping up this triangle. Prepping up the triangle.
What does that mean? Like you're wrapping his
wrapping up his corners, make sure they don't get tucked. I'm massaging them, putting my fingers in there, and I'm like, you got this. You know, we go to the ring.
This is what we train for.
There's this girl who comes out, ding, she holds up a sign, round one. The crowd's going wild.
Pretty girl. That's interesting.
What we're going to do, Sean, now is that we're going to call it. We're going to call it like it's actually happening.
Oh, we're going to call the fight.
Yeah, we're going to call the fight
right now.
Okay,
well, this is it. It's fight time. This is happening. Okay, so...
Let's start from in this corner, standing at 2 feet by 2 feet. You know him as the worst quadrilateral in the county. It is... Red the Dead Square Boy!
And now, in this corner, the new fighter, the first time debuting here at the Geometric Fighting Olympic or something somethings.
Green Triangle.
Alright, meet in the middle, here we go. Alright, Square, are you ready?
Yeah. I'm gonna eat him alive! Square!
Triangle, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. I want a good, clean fight. Then end to the death. Touch gloves.
Square.
Ding, ding.
And they're out. Oh, here we go. Oh, with a first hard hit
Oh, there's Square. Square's turning immediately into a crane and just pecking on poor Triangle.
Oh, no.
Oh, that is not looking good.
Triangle looks like he's pulling himself together. He's floating up into a paper airplane. He is into the air.
Oh, he's in the air.
Square as a crane has given chase.
Oh, my God. Look at him. He's floating through the air. It looks like he's changing shapes as well. What is he doing? Oh, he's turning into a sort of a square-like airplane there, Sean.
I've never seen this before. He's just falling back onto the crane.
He's not exactly aerodynamic, is he?
No, he's coming down hard.
He's kind of floating around. Oh, and he's down on the ground. It looks like it's worked out for Triangle. Triangle, he's turned himself more into like a cone shape. Ooh, and that's a hard hit.
Square has now come back to his square form. Mm-hmm. He seems to be flapping around a little bit. He looks a little injured on his fourth edge.
Oh, man, that's not good. Well, you know, take a look at that Band-Aid there over on the edge there. It looks like they're going to be fixing it there. But here he comes. He's doing some sort of, like, round spinning move. Look at that. That seems pretty dangerous, doesn't it?
They call it the 1,000 points of light.
Whoa!
And he's coming at Triangle hard. But Triangle ducked! Triangle denied the third dimension!
Oh, my goodness!
This
is something unprecedented here at the polylogram, what the fuck is this called?
The geometric
assault. Fairgrounds. This is something unprecedented here at the geometric square grounds. A triangle has dodged a four square attack from a four angled square.
Wow. This is intense.
It is literally intense. We are in a tent as we speak.
This is very intense.
Ding, ding. And that is the
that
end.
Is the
that is the end of the first round.
Bring them to their own corners.
Let's go down to the Triangle's corner and see what the trainer's saying. All right there, Triangle. You're doing really good, all right? Just make sure that while you're out there, just to keep dodging. Remember what we worked on. Go into that other dimension. Go into that other dimension. I want you to hit hard, and I want you to stab clear.
I can do it. I can do it.
I believe in you.
He's coming at me fierce. He's coming at me fierce and hard.
Second round.
Ding, ding. Okay, they're off. They're coming back in. Triangle looks like he's going into the air again. He's put himself into another paper airplane. He's doing the loop-de-loop, and he's back into the edge of Square.
Wait a second. What's going on with Square there? He seems to be crumbling himself up into like a ball, like trash.
He's sucking Triangle into this ball of trash, and they are one giant red-green ball of trash, and they're bouncing around the room.
He looks like he's getting into a fair scuffle there. Oh, Triangle looks like he is taking some serious injuries here.
This does not look good for Triangle.
It looks like this might be the end for him. Oh, he looks a little torn.
It looks like, yes, Triangle is broken free.
Thank goodness.
He is free floating in space. What is Square doing right now?
Uh-oh. Wait a second. I see a little bit of twitching there. Oh, my God. He sprung forward and hit Triangle right in that weak side.
Ooh, that just hurts.
It looks like he is spilling a little bit of Triangle blood on the ground
Definitely green. I see.
He's cut. He looks like he's hurt. Will his manager throw in the towel? He looks pretty injured there.
He's got a little bit of a limp going.
Oh, my goodness.
What's this do? He's laying flat.
And here he comes.
He's spinning.
He's
Triangle
spinning.
Is spinning.
He's spinning.
He's pulling the weed whacker. I haven't seen this since the 70s.
All right. Oh, he looks like he's moving into attack there. Oh, and Square's just barely dodged it. Holy cow.
That was a close one.
Ding, ding. And there's the bell for the end of the second round. We are moving on to our third and final round.
This is an intense fight. I never thought the Triangle would make it this long.
I honestly do not know. In all of my years of broadcasting, how this green Triangle will manage to survive against this red square.
Can he take any more?
He got pretty beat. I mean, he won the first round, clearly. If this were to go to the judges' table, going into the end of the third round, if we were to stop this fight right now, Sean, who would you say is clearly the winner?
I don't know about point count. I don't know about technique. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you right now, that little triangle has heart.
That little triangle does have heart. And it is amazing that he's able to hold his own against such a large four-angled opponent like this red square.
This red square has a long history of annihilating little green triangles.
Oh, yes.
I do not know where this triangle came from, but this little triangle is pulling it out.
Well, I remember just a month ago that red square completely annihilated that poor acute triangle. Remember that? The little blue one. Little light blue acute triangle got absolutely destroyed by this square last week.
I do recall that little blue triangle was a quick start upstart, and he was out of his range, and he was out of his league, and this big red square annihilated him.
He would not be. This green one was able to handle his own in that ball of death. Let's see how he handles the third round. Here we go.
It's starting back up again.
All right. Ding, ding. Oh, right out the gate. Oh, looks like Square's trying to end this really quick. He's going into a hole for... He's turned himself into more of a diamond shape.
Is that possible?
He's gone complete diamond octopus. He's up in the air. He's spinning around. Oh,
he's
listen to that
triangle.
Crowd.
He has pinned Triangle right to the mat. Triangle looks hurt.
He looks like... Oh, my goodness. Here goes one. Two. Oh,
and Triangle's out.
He's out of it.
Oh, he's quick Triangle.
He's breathing hard.
I don't know how he's staying up with it. He's clearly hurt.
We don't know how he's going to do it here, but here he goes. Oh, my God. He looks like he's going into... What is this movement? How would you describe this, Sean?
Triangle seems to be spinning in some kind of tornado-like motion, putting his points outwardly.
He is. It's almost as if he was some sort of like lawn blade or something with his edges being bent and then bent out again. Little Z pattern.
I've never seen anything like this. And he's on top of Square.
Oh my God. He looks like he's going
square.
He's going to him one at a time. Oh my God. He's bringing all three corners down on Square.
Fucking
he can't do it. Oh, it looks like. Oh, and it is. His manager's thrown in the towel.
It's over, folks.
It's over.
Triangle's won.
Ladies and gentlemen,
If I didn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it.
I have seen a lot of things in my time, but I have never seen a 0-0 opponent come out of the gates into the third round after coming off of such a strong injury, come in and pin that Square.
Well, I'll tell you this much. From where I'm standing, mm-hmm. even though Square's down and this fight is over, Triangle's down right now. I just saw him go down to his knee. He's hurt. He's hurt. Let's get some EMS out there.
Oh, they're calling in the paramedics. All right, he's winning. They tried to lift up his one edge in a victory salute, and it just kind of collapsed.
I'll tell you what. I never would have believed it if I hadn't seen it myself. That little Triangle's got a heart.
Let's go down now to Ricky the commentator.
Let's go down to the ringside, see what Turkey's got going on. Ricky, how's everything going down on ringside?
Hi there, Mike. I am with Andrew Bush, who is the trainer of this poor little green square here. Andrew, tell me, how did you pull this off? I can't talk right now. He seems really hurt. He seems to be really, really hurt. Can you walk us through? No, I can't. I gotta go. Triangle, can you hear me?
I'm here.
You did real good out there, buddy.
Did I beat him?
Yeah, you beat him, buddy.
Did I save the farm?
You sure did, pal. Oh, God. Oh, Triangle.
I'm real cold.
I gotta tell you something, Triangle.
Yes, Andrew?
I love you.
I love you, Andrew.
I'll always be here. I'll be here when you get back, okay? The EMS is they gotta take you away. They gotta find some scotch tape and tape you up.
It's dark.
They're gonna get some Elmer's glue, and I promise, Triangle, you'll be better soon.
You promise? I'm real scared.
I promise.
It's getting real cold.
You gotta hang in there for me, little Triangle.
Hold me.
Little Triangle, I love you so much.
Tell the Triangles back at the farm that I did. I saved the farm for them.
You sure did, little buddy. You sure did.
So Red Square goes on to be a retired champion.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the little triangle that could.
The little triangle who could. Thank you.
Saved the farm. Dad learned a lesson. No more gambling. All right. Now,
beautiful story. Beautiful story all the way through.
And you know what? Three days later, a whole new litter of triangles was born.
Oh,
that's right. And guess what, buddy? You get to pick one.
Yay!
And we're not even going to fight this one.
We're just going to have this one. So make sure when you guys go home to hug your triangles tight.
Hold them close, dude. Not too tight because they're pointy. But, you know, you never know when that little triangle might have to face a bigger monster to save your farm.
All right, Sean.
Whatever the hell that was.
What was that?
I don't even know.
Thank you, everyone who listened to that, for the weirdest episode of Random Bush ever. The little triangle who could.
I don't want to say ever.
It
was out there.
We'll get there eventually. Yeah, so, Sean, now that we have told the story of the little triangle who could,
tears in my eyes.
I know. It got really sad. Got really sad.
I was very moved by this.
Into it.
That's the end of it, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you around next time.